It's time now to talk sports. We turn to NPR's Tony Cox and New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden, author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Tribulations of the Black Quarterback. This week, they start with a sport that isn't normally associated with black athletes. We're talking hockey.
So, Bill, you know, history was made Wednesday night when the Anaheim Ducks became the first California team in NHL history to win the coveted Stanley Cup, beating the Ottawa Senators 6-2. Now, I actually watched that game, the first one I've seen all season. I have to admit that. And I don't know whether this was also historic, but the Senators' goalie in that championship game, his name is Ray Emery, is black. Now, Bill, as far as I could tell, he was the only black skater on the ice. And, of course, he's not the first black hockey player. I know that, and I know the black folks in Detroit proudly wear their Red Wing jerseys, but how into hockey are we?
Well, I mean, first of all, I did watch a little bit of the game, and clearly somebody was watching. But ratings-wise, I mean, hockey just continues to take a beating. I mean, they were losing out to shows that you don't even know. But having said all that, for the people who were in that arena, for the people in Anaheim, it was just a great moment. It was a great scene. I mean, there was a great scene of, you know, the Niedermeyer brothers, becoming the first brother tandem since 1983 to win a title. And it was great, you know, watching Scott Niedermeyer pass the trophy first to his brother Rob. And that stuff was really neat, man. It transcends who's watching it, who's not watching it. It's just the neat stuff. It's just too bad that hockey is almost like a cult kind of sport. But it's sort of a neat story, Tony. And, yeah, it would have been neat if Ray Emery would have, you know, if he would have been the goalie. But, you know, history aside, you got to stop him from scoring. I
mean, well, that's true. But what about black folks in hockey?
Didn't well, you say it goes, a book there's, or a, something? There's a deep history. Yeah, there's a great book. There's a great book called Black Ice, which is early African-American hockey, 1895 to 1925. And if you haven't gotten it, you should really pick it up because I pretty much am up on history and sports and African-American history and sports. But this history, the history of African-Americans in hockey, going back to 1895, will open a lot of eyes. And so, you know, as it is with golf, where we have a lot of history, you know, an African-American invented the got a pat on the golf tee. This book really will open your eyes to black involvement in hockey. But
right.
Again, you got to stop from scoring, though.
I understand. Let's talk about another topic because we may not be all that into hockey, but we are definitely into tennis. And it has not been such a good week for Americans of any color at the French Open. Just ask Serena Williams, right?
Yeah, Serena was the last American holding the flag. And, got ousted and, you know, raises a question. I mean, I think Serena Williams is probably among the best we've got. You know, Andy Roddick was beaten early on. And it kind of raises a question about tennis in the United States, you know, with all the resources that we've got in this country. I mean, just, you know, an embarrassment of riches, as they say. And, you know, not to have been able to develop a consistent tennis champion, it's an embarrassment. It's somewhat unbelievable. And people say, well, yeah, but, you know, you've got so many other distractions. But you think, Tony, that we'd be able to develop a tennis champion. I mean, two people, a male and a female, who, you know, who could play tennis and win at a world level fairly consistently.
Well, maybe it's just not the time right now for us.
Well,
it certainly wasn't the time this week, was it?
No.
All right. Listen, Bill Roden, let's keep this international thing going. Detroit Tiger designated hitter Gary Sheffield, your friend, the one who mentions you kindly in the new book, his new book, is taking a lot of heat for remarks he made to GQ magazine about Latin baseball players. Now, Sheffield, who says whatever he wants, whenever he wants, to whomever he wants, claims that Latin players have replaced American blacks in baseball because, now these are his words, they are easier to control. So is he trying to sell his book, or does he really mean this stuff?
No. I think his book, although it does need selling, no, I think that Gary really believes this. And frankly, I agree with, I mean, the way he says it is kind of tough. And I don't want to do anything that drives a wedge between, you know, African-Americans and our, you know, Latin brothers and sisters. I don't want to do that. But what I've noticed over the years is that there has become a divide. It used to be that black and Hispanic players were like brothers, you know, back in the 60s and early 70s, because they all treated the same. With a lot of the young Latin players, and it's interesting, if you read Ozzie Guillen backed up Sheffield. He said, a lot of these young guys are afraid to speak out because, you know, listen, they don't want to be sent back. And I think there's a lot of that that's true. I look at it differently, or I approach it from a different angle. I'm always into power and empowerment. And now Latin players make up about 28% of Major League Baseball. And I think it's pretty much time to start flexing some muscle. You know, where are the managers? What's the front office presence? What, you know, let's use this 28% to push the envelope to deal with empowerment. And I think that sometimes what you see is a sense of, well, listen, you know, we got it good, you know, we're making more money than ever. Let's not rock the boat.
Yeah, but
frankly, a lot of NBA players, you know, can kind of co-sign to that too.
One more thing before I go to another topic. If you're a Latin player and you read this or you hear this, despite Ozzie Guillen backing him up to a certain extent, aren't you going to be, you know, not
you're going to be
happy?
Angry?
Yeah,
you're not going to be happy. And you know what? It's good. It's good, and I'm glad that Gary said it because they need to be shaken up. You know, and Gary is a guy that a lot of his teammates, and his teammates love him, you know, because he's a stand-up guy. You may not agree with his position, but you know it's coming from a point of honesty. And I'm sure there will be some Latin guys, from the diaspora who won't agree with it. But I think that it's time that somebody called him and said, listen, you guys are 20% of this league. You know, where's the muscle? What are you going to do with that 28%? And I say the same thing to black players in the NBA. What does that dominance mean politically and economically?
All right, before I let you get out of here, I want you to know that I saw you, Bill Roden, on TV at the Eastern Conference Finals of the NBA when LeBron James' Cleveland Cavaliers made the mighty Detroit Pistons look like, the Lakers.
Right.
So now that the finals are getting underway, you don't really think, do you, that the Cavs have a chance to beat the San Antonio Spurs for the championship?
As long as LeBron James is breathing, I think they've got a chance. Because do they have a great chance? No, but they've got a chance. But this guy, so I think LeBron is a lot better than people think. It's not spectacular because he basically is trying to make everybody better.
Yeah, you know, I know that he's good, and we've run out of time.
No, he's not good.
He's great. But there's no way, even with his greatness, that they can beat San Antonio.
All right, we'll see each other. Okay, listen.
We'll be talking about this again.
We'll be talking about this.
Bill, it's always a
pleasure. I just don't want you to forget. You know, oh, Bill, I forgot. Yeah, no.
We have got to go. I'll talk to you later.
Tony, take care.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden, author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Tribulations of the Black Quarterback.